prayer, the mortar for biblical foundations?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
One of our themes at Answers in Genesis is rebuilding the foundation. Just as Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, well, ALG is doing something similar, rebuilding the foundations of God's Word in Genesis. Genesis, you see, provides a wall of protection against compromise and the influence of evolutionary ideas in the church and society. But before Nehemiah even got started, the first thing he did was to fast and pray. I recall that in one very strategic year, we followed this example with a prayer and fasting campaign. But you know, rebuilding a foundation that's become evolutionized in the church and less biblical can't succeed without prayer. And we need lots of it. In fact, prayer is the mortar that holds everything together. Psalm 11:3 says, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Through prayer, you can help AIG rebuild the foundations of biblical authority that have been greatly undermined in our Western nations and churches. This can counter the indoctrination of generations of people in evolutionary ideas which have caused them to doubt the Bible's reliability.
Many people don't think the Bible can be trusted because of what Genesis teaches. For example, skeptics often like to pose the question, where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham presents the answer in a fascinating booklet and will send 10 of them to you for a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS.